Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. From the rodeo circuit to the ranch to Moment in Sound, musician Paul Larson drove through the blizzard this morning to join us from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. You can see him live on April 22nd at the High Plains Western Heritage Center in Spearfish for High Plains Live. And first, welcome Paul Larson to the program. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. It was quite an interesting drive in this morning, 50 miles through slush and slop and hydroplaning, wondering if I was going to stay on the road or just slide right off.
That's not quite what our intention was by inviting you to put you at risk in this way. Pretty intrepid, though. Do you remember a lot of Aprils where this is just kind of part of living in the hills?
Actually, yes. And when I wrote a song a few years ago, this very same weekend, where we had 14 inches of snow in 10 hours up there.
Wow.
And it's the title track to my last CD, Home, and it's pretty descriptive as to what bad weather can be like where
right.
I live.
I want to get to a song pretty shortly here, but let's just set this up for listeners with, how often do you write about just, the Black Hills, home, where you live, what you do, what your life is like? How important is that as a theme for your music?
Well, it must be one of the larger aspects of my life, because most of my music is about the Black Hills or traveling around, and snow always seems to enter into a song. But, cowboy music was what I play, and it's way different than country because we like to embrace our life. We like to embrace the land and family and people around us, and it's a little more wholesome kind of a atmosphere. The first song that I'm thinking about doing is a traveling song, and, of course, the Black Hills has got an amazing amount of artists and writers and sculptors and but the land itself is the art that I appreciate.
Let's go ahead and start with a song, please. Paul Larson.
All right. I took my daddy's old duo's trailer, patched a place in the floor that was bad. Then we loaded up her barrel pony. A rigging bag is all that I had. We left with our suitcases filled with desire. $400 and two good spare tires. Now the windshield's the painting that hangs in our room. It changes each mile like radio tunes. God up above, we'll make it on love under the rodeo moon. Well, sometimes we'd sleep in a motel when we're riding that hot hand of luck. Sometimes we stay at a friend's house. Oh, but most of the time we just slept in the trucks. At nighttime you'll find us out in the fast lane, staying one step ahead of the snow and the rain. Now the windshield's the painting that hangs in our room. It changes each mile like radio tunes. God up above, we'll make it on love under the rodeo moon. Under the rodeo moon.
Just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Radio. Our guest, Paul Larson, he's joining us from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. Tell me a little bit about the difference. Let's talk more about the difference between cowboy music and country music. Put that into context between some other artists that we might know who you who you relate to more than, you know, a contemporary country artist, for example?
Well, we just had the Great American Cowboy Gathering at the historic Homestake Opera House in Leed, and poets and singers from five states around us were here performing, and they all talk about family. They all talk about, you know, how they appreciate each other's. They talk about wrecks, you know, some humor, you know, cowboy humor is a little bit different when you get in trouble with animals and you get in a wreck and you don't get hurt too bad, you know, then it becomes funny. But in the middle of the situation, you're kind of wondering how you're going to get out of it. And, of course, all the other participants in either the gathering or whatever you're doing with horses, you know, they get to record it mentally and then deliver it in either a poem or a song. And it's usually just poking good fun at each other's.
Yeah. How important is poetry? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lori. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, when you want to compare it to, like, let's just say an artist that's, you know, Toby Keith or somebody that's on mainstream radio, you know, they're singing about, you know, too much alcohol, you know, mm-hmm. just funny, getting in wrecks and leaving each other's. And it's, we don't do that. We don't like to glorify that kind of life. We like to make it more personal. And so it's a good, clean, wholesome, family, fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you can't say it in front of your kids, you shouldn't say it at all.
Good. Words to live by. How important is poetry in sort of poetry and music together and storytelling? It all fits together into sort of the same, you know, sort of expression, right?
It does. A Laureate Award winner here in South Dakota, Slim McNaught, is a great poet. And he wrote several poems, and I was listening to him one day over in Fort Pierre, and I heard the cadence of his poem, and I actually put some music to it, which a lot of singer-songwriters can do that with poetry, but the poem has to be written as such so that you don't have to change a lot of words. And like one of his poems, the one I did was, "A cowboy's life ain't all hard toil. There's pleasures that he knows, like the pride that comes with a job well done or watching young things grow. Just to watch young calves playing and to hear that meadowlark sing, there's a whole new world a-happening when the grass comes green in spring. Old-timers spend their winter months in hotels in some towns. Now they're headed out to ranch and jobs where they hang their tack around. They're getting those stiff joints worked out that winter layoff brings until they're back in working shape when the grass comes green in spring. My winter's almost over now. I'm looking for some sun. My soul sure gets to hankering to be out where the critters run. My joints don't work so good nowadays, but when that shoer's anvil rings, I'd like to straddle that old horse when the grass comes green in spring." Isn't that nice?
That's lovely. Thank you for that. Just committed to memory right there. It's always ready for you to, you know, to have when you need it or when you want to offer it to someone else.
But that's a really good example of what cowboy poetry is about. It tells you, it gives you a story. It gives you a picture in your mind as to, you know, how, where you're going to be at and what's happening in the spring. You can see all these young calves bouncing around and the green grass, and things are happy.
Yeah. Poet and author Linda Hazelstrom, I interviewed her once, and she talked about just being on the back of the horse and sort of memorizing and reciting, you know, Badger Clark poetry and the iambic pentameter being at the same pace as the cow's backsides. And she just talked about how often you just spend watching a cow's butt, and it, you know, it just works just fine with poetry, apparently. Who knew?
You know,
well,
when
you're
riding on the south end of a northbound cow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, play something else for us, if you will, please.
I would love to. I get to play music with Mr. Kenny Putnam and Lloyd Bristow and Chet Murray quite often. We have a little group called Campfire Concerto, and soon to be more noted than we are now, but this is one of our favorites. I go to riding all alone on the prairie. When my troubles get to weighing on my mind, heaven knows there is no finer peace and quiet like when you're riding on the prairie all alone. Well, now life can get to be a bit much, more than anybody can take. Why, that's when I go to riding, saddle up and go just away. I go to riding all alone on the prairie, and let her gently take my troubles far away. Well, now it's not like I'm avoiding something that can no longer wait. Why, it's just sometimes riding helps me keep priorities straight. I'll go to riding all alone on the prairie, and let her gently take my troubles far away. Why, I let him gently take my troubles far away.
Paul Larson on Moment in Sound. You can see him April 22nd at the High Plains Western Heritage Center in Spearfish for High Plains Live. That's an incredible song. It makes me want to just cancel all my plans for the weekend and slow down.
That'd be good. I'd like to see you.
All right. Talk a little bit about, if you will, moving to the Black Hills and what your, you know, what drew you here. You've traveled extensively, rodeo circuit, you're a carpenter. What's your life like here and why stay?
My life here is like a dream, actually. I'm one of the few that get to say that and actually mean it. I grew up in southern Minnesota and on a small farm, and it was in some pretty bad times where everybody in the area were either losing their farms or just really struggling to make ends meet. And I picked up this horse. I don't know what you want to call it. It's more like a disease where you just cannot get away from them. And so I embraced that as a young person, and I just sought out a rodeo coach and started roping calves and steers. I ended up judging for many, many years. But I was always around the farming community. Now I'm around ranchers. And when I worked for a stock contractor here in Hermosa, just below Rapid City, Don Buffington. And Don has passed away, but he opened up my eyes to a whole new world riding down the Badlands. And so I always thought to myself, if I ever had a chance to move out here, I'd do it. And about 16 years ago, I had that chance. I took it, built a nice little cabin up by Rochford, and ride my horses and work, help my neighbors, and play my music. And I'm building some great things around Deadwood and Spearfish. And so I can't ask for any more.
Yeah. Did you build that cabin yourself?
I did. Yeah. Yes. It's a little log cabin. It's on a nice little quiet, pretty much a quiet road most of the time. I like this time of year when there's less fishing and hunting going on. So we get a lot of time by ourselves. And, of course, the music scene isn't real heavy, so I get to stay home, which is kind of nice. And just play with my horses, and like right now they're all blanketed up and hayed down and just waiting for the blizzard, and can't wait to be back there and see what's going on up there.
How do you sort of those things feed each other then? You know, the building, the music, the time with your horses, the time in the hills. It's not you know, you might ask some artists about how they balance certain things, but for you, it's just life, right? Is that
it? Is it just every day? You get up in the morning, you feed everything, make sure everybody's in good shape, and you head to work. You kiss your little darling, and you head to work, and see what's going on there, and just almost can't wait to get back home. In a lot of ways, but it's always fun to go to a project and see how it's progressing, and pitch in and do what I've done my whole life as carpenter, and then just to be able to drive, my drive to work in the morning up to Deadwood area, is you're more worried about elk and deer and wild turkeys right. than you are any other vehicles, so right. so the traffic is less than most towns have, but it can be just as dangerous if you're not paying attention. But it sure is nice to see the sunrise and the moon. I talk about, I'm in the process of writing a song about in the morning and the evening where the sun tickles the tops of the trees. And as you see the sun going down, there's like 4 to 5 feet of sunlight on the top of the trees, and they just turn a whole different color. Yeah. And so it's, if you're not there, you can't see it.
Right.
So
will you play for us again? I don't know how many songs you probably could play all day, but
yes,
would you play another?
I've got a few
course?
Hours not, worth of music.
Okay, if I'm not asking too much, I would love to hear some more.
Well, I have like I say on this last CD, a song called Home, and it actually happened this weekend, probably 5 years ago, and here it is. It's called Home. All my life I've been working cows, it seems more than a lifetime now. But every year when spring begins, it sure helps my old soul out. When that long winter's gone, the spring rains are falling down. It cleans up all the earth, and it clears up all my doubts. So come ride with me in the old Black Hills where the high prairies grow. We'll catch us a fish or two and talk of folks from long ago. Oh, come ride with me in the old Black Hills where the elk and the lions roam. And you'll feel inside some could never see this place that I call home. I saddled up my good horse to go and check the herd. He's acting kind of frisky, my eyes seem sort of blurred. Is it rain or is it snow? We better move them all to the pines. Trees give good shelter to those with them wobbly knees. And my heart feels good, my mind feels free to see them all at ease. So come ride with me in the old Black Hills where the high prairies grow. We'll catch us a fish or two, talk of folks from long ago. Oh, come ride with me in the old Black Hills where the elk and the lions roam. You'll feel inside some could never see this place that I call home. Every fall, I think we did just fine. Winter's coming again, and I feel uneasy inside. I'm running a few more head than I did last year. The winter's long and hard, I'm trying my faith again. As time goes by, my mind slips away, hoping for the return of spring. So come ride with me in the old Black Hills where the high prairies grow. We'll catch us a fish or two and talk of folks from long ago. Oh, come ride with me in the old Black Hills where the elk and the lions roam. You'll feel inside some could never see this place that I call home. If you take that ride, you'll surely feel this place that I call home.
Paul Larson, cowboy musician on this week's Moment in Sound. You can order his CDs and learn more about him on his website, plcowboymusic.com. We'll put a link up on our website after the program. You can also see him April 22nd at the High Plains Western Heritage Center in Spearfish for High Plains Live. Paul, where do you, you know, you mentioned Campfire Concerto and, you know, just playing on your front porch, really. But what are the other places in the Black Hills where you, you know, often play or like to play?
Well, I play 45 chuck wagon dinner shows at Palmer Gulch all summer from June to the end of August. And then, of course, Campfire Concerto is going to be in Trent, South Dakota, Watertown in June. We're going to be in Valentine and Burke, South Dakota in September. And there's all kinds of little things that are happening. Most of us, I'm pretty sure, will be at the historic Homestake Opera House this weekend to celebrate Kenny Miller's life. The celebration of life is going to be from 2 to 4, or no, from 4 to 8, excuse me, from 4 to 8. And so there's, and those, that whole thing, that celebration is for an amazing musician in South Dakota here. And a lot of the people that helped me get going are going to be playing there this weekend. So that's a great, that'll be a great thing to celebrate Kenny.
Yeah. Tell me what that event will be like. Part, so much happening there. Part celebration, part remembering, and then
yes,
a whole
yes,
lot of
part
music.
Remembering. Yeah. You know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Country right. Music Hall of Fame, played in I don't know how many different bands, and just brought life to me and to many other musicians. And to people that just listen, I mean, he's amazing. So there's going to be some rock and roll bands. There'll be some country bands. There'll be individuals like myself that are just going to celebrate him being among us for a while.
All right. Would you leave us with one song, and then we'll let you get about your day in the snow?
This is a song from Leonard Sly. And those of you that don't know who Leonard Sly was, he was the most famous movie star this country's ever seen. He made movies for 40 years. He rode a golden Palomino horse named Trigger. He jumped in the saddle the day he was born. Life on the trail was dust, tails, and horns. At night he lay under a blanket of stars. Fight off the lonesome, he'd strum his guitar. Tie up your horses, take off your guns, and I'll show you how the West was swung. Hoodley, loo, 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 hoodley, yay, loo, hoodley, yay, yodley, yodley, that's how the West was swung. That's where it all came from. The soul of a cowboy, the song in his heart, a coyote wailing somewhere in the dark. Yippee-ki-yay just rolled off his tongue. That's how the West was swung. Haciendas and sleepy afternoons echo through the canyons to serenade the moon. Sweet notes started straying, moseyed right along.
from Amarillo down to old San Antone. Tie up your horses, take off your guns, and show you how the West was swung. Hoodly, yodelo, hoodly, hoodly, yodelo, hoodly, yodelo, 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 yodelo,
Paul Larson, cowboy musician, thanks. Standing ovation here from Sioux Falls to Rapid City and across the state.
Thanks
for driving through the excitement to show up for us. We really appreciate that.
It just adds to the adventure. It's all good.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.